Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
An agreement between the United States, Brazil, and Honduras, signed in mid-September, is a significant step toward reducing food insecurity, poverty, and malnutrition among vulnerable populations, especially women and children, and toward increasing agricultural production in Honduras. This trilateral partnership is a welcomed initiative, as Honduras is one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. Two-thirds of its population live in poverty, and nearly as many frequently suffer from hunger. Our approach is to help farmers grow profitable and nutritious crops and link them to markets, said U.S. Ambassador to Honduras Lisa Kubiski. This is oversimplifying what is a very difficult task, moving the average farmer from an income of about $1,200 to more than $5,000 a year. This is what is needed to move out of poverty. The plan also includes school feeding and nutrition education programs, and the implementation of farming systems that use less water and fertilizer. The United States and Brazil are uniquely qualified to work with Honduras to overcome this constraint to economic growth and build a more prosperous future. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, has been engaged in Honduras since 1961, providing over $3 billion in development assistance to Honduras. To fulfill the new trilateral agreement, USAID will work through the Feed the Future initiative, the Obama administration's flagship U.S. Global Food Security Program. Brazil's work with hunger eradication, poverty reduction, research, and agricultural technologies has helped millions of its own citizens rise from extreme poverty in the last decade. Brazil will bring this experience to help Honduras. Both countries are experts in renewable energy. 67% of families living in rural Honduras have no electricity. Renewable energy is one of the keys to unlocking rural prosperity and food security. This program will help provide access to renewable energy for 10,000 rural families, said Ambassador Kubiski. Combating global hunger feels like an uphill battle, but the truth is we have the means to beat it, she said. This trilateral program complements, deepens, and expands our program, which operates under the strategic leadership of the government of Honduras. My hope is that these families rising from poverty will just be the beginning.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.